The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is Evangelist John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And we should like to call your attention, please, very briefly, to a passage found in the Word of God. And I should like to ask you all to get your Bibles. And please turn with me to the book of Job, and we shall turn to chapter 25 and verse 4, which says, "How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman?" Now, you will perhaps, some of you, recall that in our last message to you, we considered the second question, namely, which says to us, "How can he be clean that is born of a woman?" And we sought to show you from the Word of God that God has cleansing, divine cleansing for all who are unclean. And then we further stressed that this is the position of each and all of us by nature, hating and thrice holy God. Now we're going to ponder the first question of that wonderful verse, and we can consider it to be vital. It's of eternal importance. It says, "How then can man be justified with God?" You may have asked yourself that question. I'm sure countless tens of thousands in the world have. How then can man be justified with God? Someone asked a little girl on one occasion, "What does it mean to be justified?" And she thought for a moment, and then she said, "Well, justified means to stand before God just as if I'd never sinned." Well, I think that's a noble answer. You see, the Word of God gives us the answer, but to be justified means far, far more than merely being pardoned. Justified means far more than being cleared of a crime. Justified, according to the Word of God, means that I sustain a relationship to Him and I stand before Him as though I had never sinned at all. Now, I quite agree that that is indeed most difficult to take in when we think of ourselves as in a world of wickedness, and when we become defiled by our contact day by day by ungodly men, sinners, those that we meet. But as to our position before God, the person who is justified is seen as though he had never sinned at all. Now, I'm going to point out, first of all, to you how a person cannot be justified. And there are very, very many people in the world, unnumbered thousands, who are attempting to approach God on this very basis. They think that they can be justified by keeping the Ten Commandments, by keeping the law, or at least attempts at keeping the fragments of a broken law. But will you listen to the answer of God to any such false notion? Romans chapter 3 tells us in verse 19, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God." That's what the law does for men and women. It closes their mouths. But listen further. "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for the law is the knowledge of sin." But let me further point out something that will, I'm sure, corroborate what we have been seeking to stress, that we do not get saved by keeping the law, that we could never be justified, never, never justified before a holy God by attempting to keep the Ten Commandments. Now, if you were to turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and you do it, jot down the scripture and read there at verse 3, that's Romans 8 and verse 3, which says, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." And then on another occasion, our Lord Jesus Christ said when He was here, "I have given you the law, and none of you keepeth it." Now then, since it's true that we could never be justified by keeping the Ten Commandments, and as a matter of fact, no one has ever kept them or ever could keep them, other than our Lord Jesus Christ, who fulfilled them in every sense of the word, every jot and every tittle, found its fullest expression and fulfillment in Himself. Now then, since it's true we could not possibly be justified on the ground of law-keeping, how then can a man be justified with God? Where shall we find the answer? There's only one place that we can look, and we'll have to turn to the Word of God for that. And so I shall ask you, jot down the Scripture, please, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 3, and read verse 23, which says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And then he further says, "There is no difference." That's why how he precedes it. There's no difference. No difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now then, since we're all sinners and we have all forfeited right and title by nature to the presence of God, to heaven itself, how can I be justified so that I can have a ticket clear, a title clear to mansions in the sky? In other words, to know here and now that my sins are forgiven, my soul is saved, that I have been justified, and that I shall spend the ceaseless ages of eternity in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, celebrating His grace, His matchless worth. I'm sure God supplies the answer to that. Now, in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, we read, "Being justified freely by His grace." Oh, I like those words. This is the ground upon which God can justify. In other words, this is the channel through which the blessing of justification comes to mankind. It says, "Being justified freely by His grace." Now we get the foundation for it. Through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. I think those are very, very precious words. Did you know that our God could have created a world for each of us and could have given it to us far easier than He could have purchased salvation for us personally and individually? You see, He spoke worlds into existence by the word of His power. But He could never speak the word of forgiveness in the true sense of the word without going all the way to dark Calvary. Salvation comes to us on the easiest possible terms, thank God. Oh, says someone, is salvation cheap? Well, let me say it's cheap to you because it costs you nothing. On the other hand, let me tell you, it cost our God all that He had. You see, He had but one son, and His son, who was ever His delight, that one who is His eternal co-equal, that one that was daily rejoicing before Him in the ages past, came into this world. And even when He was here in this world, a scene that had rejected Him, a scene that was ruined because of sin, on three very special occasions, the heavens opened up and the voice from the excellent glory said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And He could say further that His delight was found in His blessed and in His holy Son. Then let's see then further. The Word of God says, "Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." So we're going to show you that this is not the only scripture that tells us how men and women become justified with God, a holy and a righteous God. Already we have seen that it is brought to us freely, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now if you were to turn to Romans chapter 4, and the very end verse says, "He, Jesus, was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification, so that we could have a standing before God, a standing that would be perfectly pleasing to Himself and would bring peace and joy to our hearts." Now, if you doubt that, and if you think that's a mere saying, I'm going to ask you to go right into the very next chapter. That would be Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, which says, "Therefore," that is on the ground of His death, burial and resurrection for our justification, He says in chapter 5 and verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, wondrous grace, wondrous peace. Just think of that, grace and peace. And he wrote on one occasion to a company of his people, and he said, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Be multiplied unto you." So that it is not merely a fact that peace comes to me when I believe in him, but there is further the peace of God and the God of peace that may become my daily happy portion. Think of it, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you do not have that peace today in this troubled world of ours, and conditions are getting worse by the moment, and everything indicates that we are at the very end of this another, the greatest of all dispensations, things are waxing worse and worse, and they shall continue until the very end. And we believe the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at the door, and there are abundant signs that point to in this direction, I'm sure, evidence that would tell us and proclaim the same story, that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ draweth nigh, therefore be ye also ready. However, let's proceed just a little further now in the closing moment or so as to how a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl may become justified before God. If you were to turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, and read verses 38 and 39, which read, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man," that is to say, the man Christ Jesus, "is preached or proclaimed unto you the forgiveness of sins." Now note how it comes to us. "And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses." Now, I don't think you could find a scripture in the whole of the Word of God, Old Testament or New Testament, that would be clearer, that could convey to you just exactly how men and women, though they have sinned against God with a high hand, there's a willingness on his part, a desire on his part, to justify all such on a righteous basis because he died, was buried, and rose again. And therefore, we just quoted to you this marvelous text, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren." We want you to know it, that through this man, that is to say, Christ Jesus, not through the church, not through baptism, not through efforts of your own, but through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are, that's present possession, are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. God grant that you trust him today for his name's sake. Amen.